Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, flying solo once again. Seems like a common theme the last couple of weeks, for crying out loud. Get at me, people, in a couple different ways. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's whatever it is. I'm sorry. It's called X. And I'm sorry. I'm so out of it, man. It's called X. XYZ. Remember, that's what I call it. It's XYZ. You can get me there. It's Dorf on Sports. You can get me at Facebook, Dorf on Sports. You can get me at IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real college football to talk about today. We got a real NFL football game happening right now. It's 7-3. The Colts are beating the Patriots at this moment in time. They're in the third quarter. I'll keep you posted on what's happening in that football game throughout the whole program. But tons to talk about in the NBA. I got to dive into this Jim Harbaugh thing with Michigan. And I'll give you my thoughts, whether it's good, bad, ugly, different than you, maybe. I don't know. But at the end of the day, man, when there's usually smoke, there's usually a little bit of fire. So I don't know what to think at this point, but I know a lot of people are really upset about what they decided to do with Jim Harbaugh, keep him off that for that game against Penn State. Didn't seem to matter. The guys got it done. Very emotional, too, by the way. I got to take a break. I hear the music. I know it's happening. So I'll take that pause for the cause. I'll come back on the other side, and I'll wrap up the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, flying solo once again. You can get at me if you'd like. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so talking about real, what's happening in the sports world, I'm going to run you through some of the good, bad, ugly from college football, which happened on Saturday, obviously. The Ohio State Buckeyes absolutely slaughter Michigan State. Not surprised or shocked there. The game that was supposed to be really good, Georgia and Ole Miss, wasn't so great. Georgia opened up a can of whoop-ass, obviously, and laid it out there, man, 52-17. Michigan, with all of the off-field things going on and all the scrutiny around that program at this moment in time, I got to say, man, they showed up. And I give those kids, like, all kinds of credit. Absolutely insane to be able to go out there and play the way that they played under the circumstances, like, being totally honest. So I don't know where this is going, okay? But I know that when you have facts, you play the facts card. And when you don't have facts, you play the legal card. So I think there's, in a weird way, there's like gamesmanship going on here. And it's kind of weird. And it feels wrong, but it also feels right. I don't know how to explain it. It's bizarre. I guess that's a really good word. It's bizarre what's going on with the ins and the outs of the Michigan program. Look, if the bottom line is this, man, if you did nothing wrong, then that'll come out. If you did something wrong, that's going to come out too. I think the timing is interesting. You know, I mean, that was a big game, but obviously those players were ready no matter what the circumstances were. So, again, I just give all the credit in the world to those players. And then the emotion that poured out after the game was, it was interesting. Florida State hangs on to beat a Miami team that was, they were up for the challenge. I got to say, they were up for that challenge. Washington beat a Utah team that, you know what, that was another really good football game. And Washington is right there. If there's a little slip up at any way, there's any little slip up from the top four, maybe a Florida State, Washington's knocking on that door. And this Penix Jr. guy, I like him. I like Washington. I like what they're showing. And then you had Oregon beat USC. And USC's defense is just atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious, man. I think they're giving up 30-plus a game. I don't know the last time we've ever seen a USC team be this bad on defense. Just being honest with you. Speaking of bad, holy cow. I'm watching this Colts-Patriots game. Patriots were driving. They had a really nice drive. Get down there, and they don't punch it in for a touchdown, right? But have a chance to get the field goal, and the guy misses like a 35-yarder. That don't happen, it just did. So expect the unexpected when you're watching sports. Texas beats TCU in a tight one. Alabama lays it on Kentucky, and, you know, Alabama playing pretty well late here in the season. Actually starting to figure things out a little bit. That's how I see Alabama, starting to figure things out. And again, you know, like slip-ups. Alabama's right there. Texas is right there. Washington is right there. Oregon State beats Stanford, and they destroyed them. Those Beavs are pretty good. A couple losses on the season, but they're pretty good. Missouri rebounded, beating Tennessee. And Missouri rebounded after they lose to Georgia. There was a lot of hype on that game, right? A lot of hype on whether or not Missouri would be able to stay with them offensively. They had some chances, to be honest with you. You know, if Cook wouldn't have made so many mistakes against Georgia, they might have beaten Georgia, actually. So Missouri is a pretty good football team. Oklahoma State gets crushed by UCF. That was a shocker. I was watching that game. And, like, every single thing that UCF did pretty much turned to gold. There was, like, nothing wrong with whatever they did. And Oklahoma State had one of those days. Like, nothing was going their way. Turnovers, this, that, and the other. Just wasn't going their way. Speaking of not going their way, Kansas, man. Known for their basketball, we know that. But they were 16 in the country. And they played a Texas Tech team. And this is not the game we were expecting. There is no way we were expecting a 16-13 defensive or offensive struggle, a defensive battle or an offensive struggle, however you want to look at that. There's no way in hell we were expecting that from Kansas Texas Tech. So that was a little bit of a shocker because they beat Oklahoma, man. They beat Oklahoma. They took Oklahoma out of the equation, Kansas. And then they had a nice win the week after. And then, bam, you have Texas Tech on your schedule. And this one's one that hurts. Speaking of Oklahoma, they did rebound and they won 59-20 over West Virginia. Not a shocker there. Arizona-Colorado, that might have been one of the funner games of the night. And where the hell has this Arizona team come from? Like, got to give credit where credit's due when you're seeing good things happen in the sports world. And that, to me, is something that's really, really good to see. The Desert Storm of Arizona is back. and they got some offense to go with it. They can put up points. They got a fun quarterback to watch. They're fun. They're just a fun team to watch. Like, no joke. Iowa beats a Rutgers team that's probably not very good. Tulane beats Tulsa. Duke, what happened to Duke, man? They were ranked, and all of a sudden they're out of it, and they go down 47-45. That might have been one of the better games in college football all day long, to be honest with you. And then K-State wrapping out the top 25 here. They beat Baylor. So I think it's pretty clear cut and dry what's going on in college football. You've got Ohio State. You've got Michigan. You've got Georgia. Right? Like, you got Florida State. If Florida State has a hiccup, there's Washington waiting for you. Washington's waiting, man. Oregon's waiting. Washington and Oregon are both waiting. They're waiting for their opportunity to climb back into this thing. And Washington doesn't have any losses. That's the most important thing. Washington is undefeated, and they're number five in the country. So, yeah, college football, man. It's going to get exciting. It's going to get interesting. And it's going to get a whole heck of a lot messier here as the thing kind of comes to the end. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take that pause for the car. I'll do that. I'll come back, and I'll continue going through the sports world the way that I do. It's Andy Dorf and the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close, people.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf pulling you through as Mike is coming back from a game that he was at this weekend somewhere in California. I can't remember which game he was at. Leaving me to obviously hold down the fort and keep things afloat for you people checking us out here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which every Sunday live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock and your dial to wherever the heck you are in the world so that you can always check us out, obviously. Okay, so I want to keep it moving, and sooner or later I will start talking college basketball because obviously that is up and about as well now, which is really cool because at the end of the day, man, this is when, like, sports really, really get kicked off. It's, you know, we just got done with baseball, and now you got football in the heart of it. You got the NBA, which is what I'm going to start talking about next, and you got college sports happening left and right, too. Football, basketball, whatever it is. We got you covered, man. Okay, so kind of just going through things in the NBA right now, and quite frankly, it's really interesting. Like, no joke. It is really interesting what we're seeing, what we got going. And ultimately, right now, I don't believe I'm going to say this, but I am. The Philadelphia 76ers look like a really, really good basketball team, and so do the Denver Nuggets. And the Dallas Mavericks have gotten out of the gate really well, too. So for them to be 7-2 right now, I'm impressed. Because I didn't necessarily think that the Kyrie Luka thing was going to work out all that well, from what we saw last year. Anyway, it didn't look promising. Like, let's keep it real. But somehow, some way, they've gotten out to a really, really good start. The chemistry seems to be pretty good, and I'll be talking about chemistry. Trust me. The Minnesota Timberwolves, a little bit of a shock and a surprise there, right? But they got some dudes. They got some players. And don't put it past them to be a good quality basketball team. I think this is the biggest shock right now that I'm seeing. The Houston Rockets with Ime Udoka are in fourth right now in the Western Conference. Again, we're 8 games in, okay? Maybe 9. And at the very most, maybe 10. But, like, this is promising, and this is good to see if you're a Houston Rocket fan. Very young, very inexperienced. But they got that coach, man. You're going to hear me talk about coaching, too. You're going to hear me talk about coaching and chemistry. Because those are things that I'm not seeing from certain squads when we get to them. But yeah, like, looking around, you know, the NBA, I'm impressed with Indiana right now. They can score. They can score a ton. What are they averaging? 126 a game. There you go. They might be leading the league. I'm going to look around. I'm going to take a look. Yeah, that's your leading scoring team, the Indiana Pacers. Halliburton's tough, man. That guy can really distribute the rock. So, yeah, like, Indiana, to me, this year might be last year's Sacramento Kings. Remember I said that. This year's Indiana Pacers might be last year's Sacramento Kings. Like, no joke. Then you got the Miami Heat in that four hole. You got the Atlanta Hawks in the five. You got Orlando in the six. They just beat Milwaukee on Saturday. All right, so let's talk Milwaukee for a moment. What the hell's going on in Milwaukee? I think that's a real question. That's a real concern. That's honestly a real problem. Adrian Griffin, I don't know what this guy's doing. The players look lost. You know, sometimes you think the grass is greener on the other side. You know, they had Budenholzer, and look, I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't like Mike and his in-game adjustments or the lack thereof in-game adjustments. That became a problem for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, they won a championship in 21 with him as the coach, but I don't know if they won because of him. I think they were going to win no matter what. The stars aligned and things worked out right. They were going to win. And I think a lot of times, you know, like coaches get a lot of credit or they get all the blame, right? Right now, what I'm seeing from Adrian Griffin, it's puzzling. It's mind boggling. I don't know what he knows. I mean that in the sense of, I don't know what this guy knows about coaching, because I'm watching and I'm seeing very little happen as far as the coaching aspect goes. So I've got concerns with the Milwaukee Bucks. Like you got rid of Drew Holiday and you brought in Dame Lillard and don't get me wrong, like Dame Lillard, he's a special, special player. But what he brings to the table is completely different than what Drew Holiday brought to the table. Like Drew Holiday, you can put him in anywhere, and he's going to fit. Because he can do everything. He can score, he can defend, he can assist, he can rebound. He can play multiple positions, making him extremely versatile. I think the Bucks will figure it out. I really do. And it's really not rocket science either. It's actually pretty simple. Like, run the pick and roll with multiple people. Okay? You don't just have to run the pick and roll with Dame and Giannis. Like run the pick and roll with Dame and Chris. Run the pick and roll with Dame and Brooke. Run the pick and roll with Giannis and Chris. Run the pick. You get what I'm saying? There's so many options of how they can run the pick and roll. Sometimes, like, it just takes a moment to just let everything kind of settle in. So we're what? The Bucks are 9 games in. They're 5-4. They're in the 7th spot. They're in the play-in right now. Were we expecting that? No. But I also wasn't expecting immediate chemistry either. I'll be honest. I guess here's where I am. I don't think I've expected to see the lows that I've seen, but I definitely have expected to see the highs. We know that Dame Lillard is going to be able to single-handedly win games. We know that. But we also know that defense is not the most important thing to him. So I think that the team defense needs to figure out a way to help out. They started bringing Brooke back into drop coverage, which helps. But again, I think this is a feeling out process. So I want to give it 20 to 25 games. But if they haven't figured it out in the next 15 games or so, 16, if we're getting real technical, because that would be 25 games if they're at 9 now, I think you need to start thinking about making a move of getting rid of this coach and going in a different direction, unfortunately. But again, I'm not there yet. Give it another 15, 16 games. Cause then you're a quarter through with the season, right? Or a little bit more, however you look at that. Look, the bottom line is there's a lot of talent out there. So hopefully they do have the fortitude to figure things out. I want to talk more about other teams, and I know I'm going to be up against a break here in a moment or so. But I'll mention what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about three teams in particular. I'm going to talk about the Clippers with the new addition of James Harden, because I think that's atrocious. I think it's terrible. I think it's pathetic. I think it's really bad. And we're already seeing it's bad. Okay, they've lost four straight since this guy's here. I want to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers, who haven't gotten it going yet. They made some offseason moves. They did a lot of things to help them keep themselves in a position where, you know what, maybe, just maybe, they can contend one more time. I also want to talk about the Phoenix Suns, who are in the 9 hole. You got the Lakers in the 8, the Suns in the 9, and the Clippers in the 11. Like, they're not even in the postseason play-in tournament right now. So, yeah, like, we got to discuss those three teams on the other side for sure. And then some other stuff. The Pelicans, like, how are they that bad? Some of this stuff doesn't make sense to me, what's going on in the NBA. I know I got to take a break. I'll do it. I'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. The Patriots, real close to punching one in here, by the way. We're in the fourth quarter, a little bit under 14 minutes right now to play in the game. I'll keep you posted on that. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
People, welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you, flying solo. I don't mind flying solo, by the way, because obviously I got a lot of thoughts on my brain, in my head, and I like to share them with you. Really do. Like to share them with you. Get at me if you'd like. It's Dorf on Sports on the XYZ. You can get at me on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can get at me on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always hit me up here, and we can converse. We can talk. Okay, so I brought up three things before I went to the break. The Los Angeles Clippers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Phoenix Suns. You heard me go off about the Milwaukee Bucks and the coaching issues and problems that are happening there. And now I want to talk a little bit about these situations. What the hell were the Los Angeles Clippers thinking? Like, I'm not kidding. Ballmer, like, what were you thinking, bro? You brought in James Harden to make a disaster in addition to what you had going on already. Gave up a lot. You gave up a lot for that. I'm starting to question people's judgment. What the hell were the Los Angeles Clippers thinking? That's all you can say. What the hell were the Los Angeles Clippers thinking? You brought in this guy? Are you kidding me? He doesn't work in a system. He is a freaking system. Did you hear that, dude? Who the hell does he think he is? You brought that to your organization? You got to be about the dumbest thing I've ever thought of in the world. I'm sorry, but there is no other way for me to put it. You brought this dysfunction into your organization. There's certain organizations that get it, and there's certain organizations that don't freaking get it. And you know what? The Clippers don't get it, man. They just don't get it. If I sound upset, if I sound angry, I am. This dude cried his way out of three freaking places, man. And he stinks. He absolutely stinks. Yeah, so what the hell were the Los Angeles Clippers thinking with this freaking move? Man, that was dumb. All right, now let's move on to that other team in LA, who I actually thought did a lot of good stuff. But they can't be healthy. Vincent can't see the floor. Prince has had trouble getting on the floor. Like, that's the other thing that really gets me going about sports today. Like, get on the damn field, man. Get on the damn floor. Start playing your frickin' craft. Does it make any sense? Like, these people are professional athletes, and they don't want to play. They want to make the money, but they don't want to play. It's a joke, man. It's an absolute joke. It's just terrible and pathetic all at the same time. So, you can tell how I feel about today's athlete. I'm not that excited about it. Because it doesn't seem like these guys really want to work and hard and play that hard. They want to get paid, but they don't want to play. And y'all know Dorfman is old school. I believe that hard work gets you paid. I don't believe that you pay people on their potential. That just is not how I frickin' roll. Okay? It's not how I roll. It's not in my DNA. It's never been in my DNA. So when I see dudes taking days off, it bothers me. It bothers me in a major way. So the Los Angeles Lakers are having trouble getting on the floor. And that's the theme here, because it's the same thing for the Phoenix frickin' Suns. Devin Booker's got foot problems, hamstring problems. Bradley Beal's got back problems. Kevin Durant's going to wind up getting hurt because he's playing too much. Like, what the hell is going on? Seriously. No joke. What the hell is going on in sports? Bothers me. Really, really bothers me. So when you see teams like the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're on the outside looking in, and they're teams that are supposed to be challenging for a championship, and right now they look like dog, you know what? You're starting to wonder, like, what the hell's going on? And why can't they get their act together? Is it bad coaching? Is it bad playing? Is it a combination? It's probably a combination. That's what I think. Like, Darvin Ham was doing a lot of things really well last year. Really well. This year, doesn't seem to be pushing the same buttons. Like, Austin Reeves, he's not playing as well. What's up with Austin Reeves? Although he did play pretty well against the Suns the other night because I watched the game. But he's been a little down this year. And that's got to be your third best player, right? Golden State Warriors got out to a great start. All of a sudden, you know, they've lost a couple. Draymond went back to being Draymond, right? Got ejected. At the end of the day, man, I'm telling you right now, this Denver Nugget team, they're built to win. They're built to win. They've got pieces and parts that are interchangeable. I haven't talked about the Philadelphia 76ers much, but getting rid of James Harden was the absolute best thing they could have done. So positive for them. Insanely positive for them. Like, they have guys that want to play with each other. Means something. They don't have a guy that thinks he's a system and he's above everybody else. And you know what? Like, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. The knock on Joel Embiid early was, is like, he wasn't able to stay on the floor and he was getting banged up and this and that and the other, right? But that guy plays hurt. Okay. I got to give credit where credit is due, because I knock these guys all the time, right, for not playing. Joel Embiid plays hurt. Okay, that's cool. And Joel Embiid might actually be one hell of a teammate. The more that I listen to him, the more that I hear him, the more that I see him, he seems like a hell of a guy. He really, really does. He seems like a hell of a dude. And now they got a great coach, too. You know, that was the guy that I wanted the Milwaukee Bucks to go after. I didn't want the doctor, which was Doc Rivers. I wanted the nurse, which was Nick. And Nick took himself out of the equation because I think he wanted Griff to have an opportunity. But I'll tell you what, I really, really wish that the Milwaukee Bucks didn't let Nick Nurse slip away. And here's the other thing. You know, like sometimes players have too much input and too much impact on decisions. Who wanted Griff? Giannis. Giannis wanted Griff. Giannis wanted the organization to make him see that they were trying to do everything possible to win championships and to make Giannis happy. You know, that to me, that's where you got to figure things out a little bit, right? Like players are supposed to play, okay? Coaches are supposed to coach. Fans are supposed to go to the game and cheer for their team and, you know, not get disgruntled to the point where you're making people around you upset for whatever reason. But players play, coaches play, coaches coach, general managers make moves. And I think that sometimes they need to make moves whether a player likes it or not. You know, that's part of the business, right? Like when you get traded, you don't necessarily want to get traded. Sometimes you do. If you're James Harden, you want to get traded. If you're Drew Holiday, you don't want to get traded, but you do. And then you got to pick up the pieces and you move on. So I think sometimes we give too much power and we give too much control to players. Like we've seen with LeBron James, right? LeBron James, the general manager, is very questionable. I might have the same feeling about Giannis Antetokounmpo, about whether or not him as a GM, if that's good or bad. Like the jury's still out, because I think this is only the second time that he's had a real impact on potentially what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing. You know, when they were going through it before, when they got Drew, you know, they had Eric Bledsoe and had to figure something out better from there. They got Drew. Well, then they tried to do it again right now, right? And they went after Dame. And in a lot of ways, that is an upgrade. It's a major upgrade. But in some ways, it's a downgrade. On the defensive side, it's a downgrade. On the offensive side, it's a major upgrade. Like, so there's pluses and minuses, right? So what do you need to do? You need to figure out how to use those pieces to the best of their ability. And that's why I'm not ready to give up on Griff in Milwaukee. I want to give him 20 to 25 games. That's why I'm not willing to give up on what the Phoenix Suns are doing yet. I'm pretty much giving up on the Clippers because they brought James Harden in. Okay. Like, to me, that's disaster. That doesn't work. I love what's going on in Philadelphia. They've moved on. Like you have to appreciate that. They moved on and they probably got better. And I don't necessarily know if anybody thought that was what was going to happen. Boston is right there. They're right there. They've lost only a couple games. Their chemistry seems to be working almost immediately by bringing in Drew Holiday. And that's kind of my point, is he's one of those players. It's a little bit more seamless. Like, it's not as big of a deal when you bring him in because he can play multiple positions and he's always looking to get other people involved. Here's my thought, man. Buckle up. Enjoy. Just watch the NBA season, because these guys are so athletic and it might be the best professional product we have. I'm just disappointed that guys don't want to play every single night. I got to take a break. I know it. I hear the music. I'll come back. I'll wrap up the hour. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Yours truly, Andy Dorf, flying solo with you this week. Actually, don't mind. I get to go into preacher mode, so it's all good, man, actually. In a weird way, I kind of like preaching to you about the sports world because sometimes we got to just tell you the way it is. And sometimes when I don't like what I'm seeing, I just got to let it be known. All right, so a couple ways you can get at me, people. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can call me. You can always get at me on the XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can get at me on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. And then you can always get at me on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Look, man, not much that I need to get off my chest before hour two comes. And obviously hour two is all about the NFL, like we always do. 10-6 right now in this Patriots-Colts game. I have a feeling it's going to get pretty interesting here toward the end of the game. The Patriots have been unable to punch one in, right? They've got 6 points. The Colts got one early, and they've done basically nothing since. But I have a feeling the last 5-7 minutes of this game will wind up getting very exciting and intriguing. So I'll definitely keep you abreast of what's happening after I take the top of the hour break and have the commercials and this and that and the other and get back into the intro. And like I said, hour two, it's all about the NFL, man. NFL, NFL, NFL. Week 10 is here. Are you kidding me? Like week freaking 10 of the NFL is already here. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say, man. In about 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be wishing that we had more football to talk about. Like, no joke. All right, I hear that music. So, yes, hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon, like I'm saying, all about the NFL, Week 10 style, and New England. I'm trying to drag this out as long as I can because New England's driving, but I'm going to have to go to a break, and I will. So I'll let you know what's happening on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, negotiations underway for a potential deal to free some of the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists right now in Gaza. About 240 people, mostly Israelis, being held since they were kidnapped at gunpoint on October 7th during the terrorist attack at the music festival and at various kibbutzes near the Israeli-Gaza border, where 1,200 Jews were slaughtered, some shot in the head, others beheaded, their homes set on fire. A hospital in Gaza City, Al-Quds, reportedly almost out of fuel and may not be able to operate much longer as the war rages on. It's believed Hamas operating underneath hospitals in the region. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million Gaza residents displaced during Israel's war to wipe out Hamas. Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit of Arab leaders in Riyadh this weekend. Back here in the United States, the military raising the age for Americans to join as there are huge issues in recruitment under the Biden administration, USA's Corey Myers reports.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year. I'm Corey Myers.
And a look now at the week ahead. President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States. The location picked, San Francisco, where city leaders are busy relocating the homeless who have occupied the city living in tents, and they're busy clearing out drug addicts who shoot up around the clock. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, just back from a week-long meeting in China, admits the cleanup is ongoing. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Staying now in New York City, FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad, the investigation looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled into his campaign. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far, but he is the latest politician to come under scrutiny for ties to foreign governments. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States. The location, San Francisco. More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Yours truly, Andy Dorf, flying solo today. And this hour is all about the NFL, baby. Week 10 is upon us, everybody. Week 10 is here. The Colts and the Patriots are playing right now. In Frankfurt. And right now the score is 10-6. Colts on top. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. A big third down and 11. I'm assuming they're going to play a conservative, but you just never know. The Patriots have been unable to punch one in the whole game. But as we know, stranger things have happened. All you got to do is be there. You got to be close. You got to stick around. And good things may happen for you. So a huge third down for the Colts, up 10-6, third down 11, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to play. Gardner Minshew in the gun. He's making the call. I'll try to bring you through this as we have only a couple of seconds left, obviously, before I got to take another break. But ultimately, Week 10 is here. I'm excited about it. It should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of good games to talk about. So, yeah. A lot to discuss, a lot to get through, a lot to dive into. Week 10 of the NFL. Are you kidding me? It's almost over. That's what I'm trying to tell you people when I say, are you kidding me? Like, week 10 is here? It's already almost freaking over. All right. I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll do that. I'll come back and we'll talk about all the games, everything happening, what's going on. I'll bring you the ins, the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly, this, that, and the other. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All righty, everybody. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you flying solo today. And pretty crazy what just happened here in this game. So I'll bring you up to speed. The Patriots have the ball now. A minute 46 seconds to play. They're trailing 10-6. Mac Jones has been taken out. They put Zappi in, so I'm not exactly sure why they took Mac out, other than the fact that potentially they just want to give this kid this kid a shot. He hasn't played all game, and now there's a minute and 46 seconds left, and you're bringing him in for the final drive of the game. It's an interesting move. That's all I'm trying to say. Very interesting move. I'll keep you posted as to what happens here the rest of the way, but now it's a third down and 5, a minute 44 seconds to play, and they are about 80 yards away from scoring. They need a touchdown, too. So that's the other part of this. They're down 4 points. Okay, let me bring you through the games just to kind of let you know what's happening today. Texans play the Bengals, who are now surging. However, I don't think T. Higgins is playing. I think he'll be out today. So that could be something to watch. Jamar Chase also maybe a little dinged up. But Joey Burrow, Joey Big Game is there. And C.J. Stroud, man, I'm excited, actually. That'll be a good opportunity for C.J. Stroud to play against one of the best players in this league and definitely one of the best quarterbacks in this league. Okay, so Zappe made a play. They now are at the 30-yard line, a minute and 25. The clock is running. Again, need a touchdown. And now he's in trouble running for his life, and he gets rid of it. A minute 21 left now. It'll be second down and 10. Saints play the Vikings. That's an interesting one because Dobbs, look, the Vikings were smart, right? They got Dobbs. Very, very smart move to get Dobbs in there, okay? The guy's capable of winning football games. Didn't even know the freaking playbook. Had to go to him the first week he gets there, and they wind up getting the W. So Saints playing the Vikings, and all of a sudden now I like this Minnesota Vikings team a lot better, especially because Dobbs actually has, like, skill players. He has decent players to throw to and stuff. So, like, I like the Vikings. Watch out for the Vikings the second half. Packers play the Steelers. Steelers, somehow, some way, they find ways to win games. That's all I know. They find ways to win games. They're 5-3, for crying out loud. The Packers, they're 3-5. Okay? I'm not expecting the Packers to go there and have a lot of success, but we'll dive into that later. Titans play the Buccaneers. Buccaneers have been a little bit up and down. I thought the Buccaneers were going to be better than this. I thought that the Titans might be better than what they are, too. But it is what it is, right? They've got quarterback problems. Both teams have quarterback. The league has a quarterback problem, for crying out loud. What am I talking about? Okay. Niners play the Jaguars. That's one of those games that it might be must-see TV. Niners have been playing terrible, right? They haven't played so well, haven't done a good job the last couple few weeks. They've been struggling because Debo's been out, by the way. Debo will be back. See, like, I don't think people understand how important Debo Samuel is to what they do. Like, no joke. I don't know if people realize that. Christian McCaffrey is only as good as he is because Debo Samuel does what Debo Samuel does for him. And it looks like Zappe threw another interception, and it looks like the Colts are going to get this thing done. So maybe they were just upset that Mac Jones threw an interception on the series before, but it didn't make a difference because the backup for Mac Jones threw another pick. I wonder how many picks they've had. I'll look at that. I'll get that info for you later. 49ers Jags, though, I think that's going to be those ones. It's a must-see game. It's a great game to watch today, for sure. Browns play the Ravens. Another pretty good game. Browns playing the Ravens. The Ravens, I've been talking about them for like the last 3 weeks, right? I've been saying maybe we're not talking about the Ravens enough. Well, we're going to start talking about the Ravens a lot more, especially if they continue to win. They're 7-2. They have a shot to have home field advantage. See, like, that's where we're getting in the season right now, people. We're getting to the point where home field advantage, it's going to mean something. And there's going to be certain teams that it'll mean more for. Like Kansas City, if they have home field advantage. This is crazy when you think about it. Patrick Mahomes has never had to play a road game, if I'm not mistaken. Let that marinate for a moment. Like, there's a reason why he has a lot of success. He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great. We know that. But he also has the opportunity to have his home fans cheering for him, and it's causing distractions for the other teams in those big moments, in those big games. I heard that the other day that Patrick Mahomes has never had to play a road game. I find that fascinating. Like, I really find that fascinating. Speaking of which, I think they're off this week. I think they have a bye. I think they have a bye this week, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, moving on with the games, the slate, Browns and Ravens. That's a good one. That is a really good one. Falcons play the Cardinals. Here's what's good about this is Kyler's back for the Cardinals. So maybe, just maybe, there's a glimmer of hope. Although there's so much talk in this town about maybe moving on from Kyler and getting a new quarterback in this draft. But then the problem with that is Kyler's contract is massive. And how do you move on from that? So there's so many pieces to the puzzle, right? And all the pieces to the puzzle have to fit so that things don't go awry. But that's where the Cardinals' head is at right now. They're like in the mode of evaluating Kyler Murray to see if they want to proceed with him or if they want to pick up a new quarterback in this draft, i.e. Caleb Williams, probably. Similar quarterbacks when you think about it. But maybe Caleb Williams is better. I don't know. It's way too early to tell. But I do know that there's one thing you can't teach, and you can't teach height. Kyler Murray and Bryce Young are both a little small, in my humble opinion. And that's why they have trouble playing at the professional level. College, you can get away with it. Lie-downs are playing the Chargers. This is an interesting game. I don't trust the Chargers as far as I can throw them. And I've got two bad knees, so I shouldn't throw anybody. The Lie-downs, I don't really trust them either. However, they're coming off of a bye. And usually when teams come off of a bye, they're ready to go. That's usually the situation in the case. Giants are playing the Cowboys. That shouldn't be much of a contest. Is this the largest spread that we've ever seen in professional football? It's 17.5. That very well may be the highest spread that we've ever seen in a professional football game. 17.5. That's a lot. That blowouts don't happen that often. Commanders play the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are this is a big game for them. Kind of like gets them back to their momentum a little bit. Jets play the Raiders. I don't see much in this game. You know, all this talk about Aaron Rodgers coming back. He's kind of targeted a date, December 28th-ish, something like that. Look, man, I don't care whether he comes back or not this year. I don't think the Jets are going anywhere. It doesn't make a difference. And here's ultimately the biggest thing that I'm upset about is that he didn't get to play the whole season because the Jets weren't going anywhere with or without Aaron Rodgers. That is my true, humble opinion. They were going nowhere with or without this cat. And it would have been nice to see him have an opportunity to play all year and have him go nowhere. Instead, we're going to have excuses and people go, well, what would they have done if Aaron Rodgers would have played? Well, we won't know until maybe next season. Because I think he's fooling you all, and I don't think he's coming back. I got to take a break, speaking of coming back. Take a pause for the cause. I'll come back, and I'll continue rapping about the NFL, which, by the way, the Monday Nighter, Broncos and Bills. That's your slate of games. Got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Yours truly, Andy Dorf with you. Solo, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on the IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so if I didn't mention it before, the Colts get the victory 10-6 over the Patriots, who looked absolutely atrocious. And in general, I'm sorry, I don't know where most of you are on this, but I think the NFL product right now is extremely disappointing. I think that's a good way to put it. It's extremely disappointing. The quarterback play is beyond atrocious. I don't know who the hell any of these guys are. Neither do you. Okay, either do you. You don't know who the hell they are either. We know about 5 quarterbacks in this league right now. And then the other 25 teams, they got a no-name. I mean, today we watched Mac Jones, Zappe, and Gardner Minshew. Okay? Like, I'm not making this up. It's the reality of the situation. In a league that is based on quarterback play, we have the worst, lousiest quarterback play that we've seen in a long friggin' time. It's pathetic. It's a joke. I could do better. I could send Brody out there. He could do better. I could send Katie out there. She could do better. Like, no joke, man. These guys are making $40 million a year, and they stink. What is going on, man? Like, for real. All right, I got to get snap out of this. Because if I keep thinking about it, it just makes me more and more angry. All right, so I like a couple of these matchups, though. Like, C.J. Stroud and Joey Big Game, that's pretty cool. Because the Texans have been way better than anybody thought. And CJ Stroud is like, he's legit, man. He's legit. So I don't want to hear that all Ohio State quarterbacks stink. It's not the truth. CJ Stroud is legit. And maybe Justin Fields could be good too if the Bears knew how to freaking use the guy. I'm excited for that one. Texans and Bengals. I really, really like that matchup. I think the Texans are going to be a tough out, but I do like Cincinnati to win that game. I'll go through my picks later, but I just want to talk about like matchups of quarterbacks and stuff. Packers matchup of quarterbacks. Pickett and Jordan Love. Like, come on, man. When I say it, it's a joke, okay? The Titans and the Buccaneers, you got Willis and you got Baker Mayfield. 49ers, you got Brock. Okay, like at least these are names I know. You got Brock, you got Brock Purdy, and you got Trevor Lawrence. Okay, those are quarterbacks in this league. The Browns, we're gonna have the Deshaun Watson, who hasn't been Deshaun Watson, and then we got obviously Lamar, who's something else, right? Some interesting quarterback matchups this week. Lions, that's a good one, right? You got Herbert, and you got Goff, that's a pretty good one, because like you can make an argument that Goff is one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC. You can legitimately make that argument right now. He might be the best. He might actually be the best quarterback in the NFC. And then you go to the Giants, who they got Danny DeVito. I'm just kidding. It's some other DeVito that's playing quarterback for them. I don't know who the hell this guy is. I have no clue who this guy is. You don't either. They're playing the Dallas Cowboys, who have Dak Prescott. We know who that is. The Commanders have this guy, Sam Howell, and he's playing against Geno Smith. We know who Geno is. Geno's a guy that wasn't able to play on many teams, but somehow found his way with the Seattle Seahawks, and he's doing okay. And then the Jets, you got the Raiders with some joker of a quarterback, and then you got Zach Wilson. I'm going through this, and I'm making light of it, but I'm really not. We're in a sad state, guys. We're in a sad state. Like, this is the NFL today. It's full of pathetic quarterbacks. It is a league based on quarterback play. Thursday night, Panthers and Bears. Baggett and Bryce Young. It was pathetic. It was a joke. The league's got a problem, man. The league has a problem. Goodell, if you're listening to me, you got a problem. Probably not listening to me. I'm sure you got better things to do. But Roger, you got a problem. Yeah, I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss with this league right now with the quarterbacks. It is a league driven on great quarterback play. And we have some of the worst quarterback play that we've seen in a long, long time. And don't hit me with, well, the defenses are just that good. Because they're not. There's a few. The Ravens have a great defense. The Bengals have a pretty damn good defense. After that, I'm searching. The Jaguars might have a pretty good defense. The Niners should have a good defense with the additions that they made at the trade deadline. You would think that their front four on that D line is going to get after the offensive line, the quarterback, quite a bit. So, yeah, week 10 is here. Injury bugs is here, and playoff positioning starts to become interesting. Like, looking at the standings, okay? Looking at the standings right now, okay? If you just look at divisions, the AFC East, with Miami and the Bills, okay, so Miami's 6-3. The Bills are 5-4. If let's just say that Buffalo loses, they're 5-5. And you know what? It starts getting interesting as to whether or not they're even going to make the playoffs. And they were a front runner They were a front runner coming into the league. But they could be 5-5. 10-7, is that going to get you in the post? I don't know. 9-8, I don't think does. 10-7 probably will. Okay, so then you look at who what I think is the best division in all of football. It's the AFC North. Every single team in that division is at least two games over 500. It's going to change today because Cincinnati is playing Cleveland. So it's going to change, right? Because both those teams are 5-3. So somebody's going to be 6-3 and somebody's going to be 5-4. And then the Steelers could be 6-3 if they beat the Packers today, which I think they will. And how in the hell is Pittsburgh winning these games? They have no offense. They've got a minus 30 in the point differential. They've got a stud defense. That's how. That defense is so good. Like, they've only given up 163 points all year. And the Ravens have only given up 134. Or 124, I mean. They're at a plus 115. The Ravens. So a lot of times I tell you, sometimes the numbers lie and sometimes they mean something and sometimes they don't. Like, you ain't scoring on the Ravens, okay? You're not. You can probably score on Pittsburgh a little bit, but they get that timely defense, if you will. Miami's aberrations, because they're plus 60. Think about this. They're plus 60 on the year. See, this is where the numbers lie, okay? They're plus 60, but they had a plus 50 in one game. Let that marinate for a moment. They had a plus 50 in one game because they won 70-20 over Denver in the early year. So anytime they play real competition, they stink. They're lousy. That's what it tells you. Interesting sometimes how that works. But I do think the AFC North is the best in all of football. Everybody's 5-3 or better. It's a damn good division. AFC North, you got Jacksonville. And then you got the Colts, who are like, they're there. And so is Houston. Today's a big game for Houston. If they can get to 5-4, that's huge. That is huge. This is Jacksonville's division to take. We know that. The Kansas City's running away with it. The Chargers are 4-4. What I'm really trying to say is that there's really not many good football teams. There's like one good football team in each division, with the exception of the AFC North. There's a lot of good football teams in that division. Then you have the NFC East, where it's Philadelphia at 8-1, which, by the way, they have the best record in all of football. And then you have the Dallas Cowboys, who are 5-3. They're going to be 6-3 after today. The Commanders, they have an interesting one. They play Seattle. I don't expect them to win, but they could, which will get them to 5-5. And then you have the miserable Giants. The lie downs, and then Minnesota, they're over 500. Everybody else is under 500. You have the Saints over 500, and that's it. And then in the NFC West, it's San Francisco and Seattle, who are over 500. You get my point. Parody or bad play, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. I'm going to call it bad play. I got to take a break. I'll come back and give you my analysis as to what I think happens in today's games. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging off me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
People, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo, preaching at you people today. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can hit me up on the XYZ. It's Dorf on Sports. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. And then you could hit me up on IG, where it is the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, I got to give you my real analysis as to what I think goes down in all of these games today. Which, by the way, I just want to give you a quick heads up. I am 2-0 this week on my picks. I did take the Bears on Thursday night in my pick'ems, and I did have the Colts in my pick'ems today against the Patriots. Okay, so just to give you that heads up. Texans playing the Bengals, as I alluded to earlier. I really like this matchup. It's going to be fun because this Texans team doesn't really care, being honest with you. They play hard. They make up for what they don't have in their effort. And they got this youngster, C.J. Stroud, who I've been extremely impressed with. Definitely going to be the rookie offensive player of the year, unless he gets taken out, and even still, numbers might be better than anybody's anyway. But then you go to the other side of the ball, and you've got Joey Big Game Burrow. You've got the Bengals, who've been playing better. Joe Mixon has looked so much better this year than I've ever seen him look. It seems to me like they're figuring things out, and they've gotten better and better each and every week. I mean, remember, they were 1-3 to start the year. They're on a five-game. They were 0-3, and then they were 1-3, right? So they've won five straight. I like the Bengals to get it done today, but I do think the Texans are going to play them really, really hard and very well. Next one is Dobbs and Derek Carr. Saints and Vikings. You know, I would have taken the Saints had I not seen what Dobbs did week one without even knowing the damn playbook. Guy came in there. Guy was awesome. Guy got it done. The Vikings have some pieces, man. I really, really like the addition of Dobbs in Minnesota because he's capable. I don't know how New Orleans is favored by 3 in this game. I really don't. Home dog? I got the Vikings winning this game, man. I'm shocked as all hell to see that spread. I like the Vikes. Take the Vikes at home today, people. Packers playing the Steelers. It's one of those matchups where the two quarterbacks are very average at best, and I think I'm being nice. They're probably bad, actually. They're not good. They're not. Packers on the road in Pittsburgh. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to make enough plays. I really do. I have not been on the Packer wagon for a while now. I've got the Steelers winning this game. They're going to win, man. Like, I don't see how the Packers go to Pittsburgh and win. I just don't see it. Titans play the Buccaneers. Like, the Titans are so up and down, man. They are so hard to read. They really are. Tampa Bay plays a lot. Their defense, that's what makes or breaks them. And I think that they're going to be able to confuse this young quarterback a little bit, Malik Willis. I think they'll be able to confuse him. I'm going to take the Buccaneers to win at home. I don't feel great about it, but Tennessee hasn't won on the road yet. And I don't know if Tampa is a great place to get that first victory. So, yeah, I'll roll with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today against the Titans. 49ers and Jags. This is another interesting one. The 49ers are coming off of their bye week. I think the Jaguars are coming off their bye week as well because they've got 8 wins or 8 games, and the Niners have played 9 games. So the Niners have already had their bye week. Jaguars are coming off of their bye week. Wow. This is a really, really tough game. And in this case, again, it's bizarre to me that the Jaguars, who have been playing pretty well, getting things going, are a home dog against the 49ers. Because people just don't feel like they can lose 4 games in a row. I think that that's honestly where people are at. They're like, they just can't lose 4 games in a row. And it started when they lost to Cleveland by 2, right? Like, had they made that field goal, they would have won 20-19. Then they potentially may not have lost one of the next 2 games as well. They just would have had different mojo. Again, there's a lot of hypotheticals in what I'm saying. But I look at this as a really, really important game. This one's an important game. I like the Jags. I think the Jags will figure out a way to get it done at home. Like, they just have to. They got Etienne. They got Calvin Ridley. They got Trevor Lawrence. I know that the 49ers have this defense that should be awesome. But they got to go to Jacksonville and do it. I think they could lose again. I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars, man. I really am. I'm taking the Jags. Browns have the Ravens. The Ravens are playing really, really well as of late. I love the way that the Ravens have been playing. Lamar has gotten himself going. He's not making many mistakes. He's only had 3 interceptions on the year. I think that's an interesting number to pay attention to. But yeah, and Deshaun Watson hasn't looked like Deshaun Watson, like a top 5 quarterback, like he could have been back in the day. I got to take the Ravens at home. Like, I have to. Ravens at home. That's a good quality football team. Falcons playing the Cardinals. The return of Kyler Murray. The return of James Conner. And we know, like, what goes down in the desert, don't we? Chaos, craziness. Teams come here and kind of have their hopes and dreams kind of broken, unless you're the New York Football Giants. If I'm not mistaken, they were down 28-0. And all of a sudden, they went on an offensive explosion in the second half. I think the Cardinals are going to play really hard. I think they have some things going on for the vets, obviously. And by the way, appreciate our vets, man. Like, so important. You people make it possible for me to do this. So thank you to the vets who served. And I appreciate the people that continue to serve this great country. So I don't want that to go missed today as it's Veterans Day weekend. So important to mention you guys. Everything you do, so important to our safety. So thank you from the bottom of my frickin' heart. Like, dead serious. And I know we have the Armed Forces Nation listening to us. So Armed Forces Network. I appreciate you people so much. I can't tell you. Like, so much. So thank you. Thank you for your service, those that you have, and those that continue to serve this country. Truly, truly appreciate you people. But yeah, craziness happens when you come to the desert. Like, you just have to, you have to expect it. And I don't really like this Atlanta Falcon team all that much. Not really sold on this Atlanta Falcon team. A lot of interesting home dogs. I like the Cardinals, man. I'm taking the Cardinals at home. Okay, Lie-Downs playing the Chargers. I know the Lie-Downs are coming off of their bye. I know that they've been playing really well. But they're playing against a team that has a ton of talent. And if they can get hitting on all cylinders, the Chargers are tough, man. And they've got a solid defense too. Like, don't knock that defense. That defense is legit. I think that the Chargers, I really do. I think the Chargers figure out a way to get that game. It's going to be a high scoring game. I see that number. It's like, I'm actually kind of shocked. It's only 48.5. You know, the Lions have a good offense. So I look at this and there's some interesting home dogs. I like the Chargers to beat the Lie-Downs coming off of their bye week. Giants play the Cowboys. This is not going to be much of a game. Danny DeVito, and I'm kidding, it's not Danny DeVito, but some DeVito is playing quarterback for the Giants, who this is going to be fun to see what happens. Like, we have no idea what to expect. But I do think the Dallas Cowboys are going to win this game pretty easily. That they may be able to go to their backups for the whole fourth quarter. Like, no joke. No joke whatsoever. All right, Commanders playing the Seahawks. This is a must-win for the Seahawks, and this is a must-win for the Commanders. Playing in Seattle is always a little bit of a daunting task for any visiting team. The Commanders are so up and down. Sam Howell, like, again, man, this quarterback thing. I don't know who thought that this guy was going to be a great quarterback. Geno, on the other hand, he struggled big time against Baltimore. I expect him to have a much better game than he did last week. And I expect the Seahawks to play much better. They play well in front of their home field, in their home crowd. I'm going to take the Seahawks to get it done against the Commanders today. Jets playing the Raiders in the absolutely trash game of the day. Like, I just don't care about this game at all. The Jets are favored in this one. I don't know, man. Like, the Raiders have a good defense. I mean, I don't know. This is literally a toss-up. And again, this is another one where the home team is the dog. I'm just tempted to say the Raiders because the Jets are just abysmal. And this might be the week where Aaron Rodgers realizes there's no reason for him to tell everybody he's coming back just to tell everybody he's coming back. Because if they go down under 500, why come back, dude? Why? Why even put yourself out there to potentially have an absolute disaster happen and maybe just wind up ending your career? So I don't buy into that. And then the Bills and Broncos on Monday night. Look, the Bills, you better win because we're going to be talking about you not making the postseason if you lose to the Denver Broncos. So, yeah, I got the Bills winning that game. All right, got to take a pause for the cause. I'll come back and do what I do. It's called parting shot time. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, people. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. for the final time today, I would be Andy Dorf. I got to appreciate Robert on the other side making it possible for me to do what I do here on the program. And Mike, safe travels back. John, feel better. Obviously, you guys will be back next week, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for me in the program. Believe me, 1,000% appreciate you guys. Real quick, before I get into my parting shot, you can always get at me on XYZ at Dorf on Sports. You can get at me on Facebook at Dorf on Sports, and you can get at me on IG at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, a couple of different parting shots that I'm going to have today. First and foremost, it's about my Milwaukee Bucks and the problems that they're going through at this current moment in time. I knew there would be a feeling out process. I didn't necessarily think that I would see the struggles that I'm seeing on defense. I also think that Adrian Griffin is like a deer in headlights at this moment in time. And he doesn't know what buttons to push, doesn't know what speed to play at. And there's a feeling out process. I am willing to give this 20 to 25 games. So that means they have another 15, 16 games to figure things out. If they haven't figured things out at that moment in time, I will then be a lot more concerned about whatever may or may not happen for them throughout the rest of the season. I don't want to push the panic button quite yet. However, there is definitely cause for concern, and there is cause for us to be starting to scratch our head and wonder if they have the right guy for this job to coach the Milwaukee Bucks, who seem to have a ton of talent that is being wasted at this moment in time. Now, my final take for today. Enjoy the game. It's a Sunday, people. Anything can happen. Crazy and chaotic. For Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. Catch me next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Edition.
Andy Dorf. Till next time.